When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, January 20th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big matchup in the NBA, tipping off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, between the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks. Currently, we have the Miami Heat listed as a short 1-point road favorite, with a total in this one of 217.5. Now, going into this matchup, The Miami Heat are 25-21 on the season, but they've won 4 of their last 5. They just beat the Pelicans 124-98, easily covering as a 3.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks 24-22, but they're trending in the opposite direction. They're just 1-5 their last 6 games, and the Mavericks just lost to the Atlanta Hawks 130-122 straight up, losing outright as a 2.5-point home favorite just the other day. Now, what we've seen in the market here is some sharp movement toward the Miami Heat. This line opened at quite a few shops. The Dallas Mavericks listed as a short 1-point or 1.5-point home favorite. And we've seen this line now flip to Miami Heat -1 or -1.5. So this line is moving dog to favorite in favor of the Miami Heat. Now, this is notable because 62% of bets are taking the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic at home. So if almost 2/3 of bets are on Dallas, why did we see this line flip dog to fave in favor of Miami? That tells me some sharp respected reverse line movement has come in here on the Miami Heat, causing this line to flip in their favor. The Heat are only getting 37% of bets, or 38% of bets, but they're taking in almost half the money. So anytime I look at our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings, I technically want to be right off the bat first contrarian, less than half the tickets, but then, you know, as half of the money or more, kind of letting me know those bigger, sharper wagers are in my favor. That's what you're seeing here with Miami. Aside from this dog to fave line move, the sharp contrarian reverse line move to Miami, they'll be banking on their defense here. Miami is number 5 in defensive efficiency this year in the NBA, and the Dallas Mavericks are just 23rd. Also, you've seen a little bit of over money come in here. The total opened at 217 at quite a few shops. You've now seen this line get up to 217.5. One thing we've seen this year in the NBA is the difference between non-conference overs and conference overs. If you look at non-conference overs, two teams from two different conferences, just take the over, it's 151 and 116 to the over, 57%. Kind of that lack of familiarity benefits the offense. You don't really play your opponent that often because you're in different conferences here. So really a benefit there to the offense, leading to higher scoring games. So non-conference overs, 57%. But if you flip it and you look at conference overs, two teams from the same conference here, the over is only 48%. So there's a huge difference here between conference, non-conference. And because of this non-conference angle, again, that would be a match here toward the over. Dallas is 27-19 to the over this year, including 15-8 to the over at home. And you also get Dallas 5-12 to the over their last seven. And the over is 4-2 the last six head-to-head between these two teams. So primetime matchup here. Pretty sharp dog-to-fave line move toward the Miami Heat. And also, looks like a little bit of respected money hitting this over in a big 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time ESPN matchup between the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks.
Best of the rest.
By the way, also, if you're looking for a sweat tonight, some updated stats here on Luka Doncic. Doncic is plus 400 to win the MVP, but he is trailing Jokic, who is the favorite here at minus 110. We actually saw Jokic win a straw poll recently, and you saw him flip from a dog to a favorite. He's around plus 150 just to start the week, and now he's flipped minus 110. But I'm looking at tonight, if you want to spice up this game a little bit, there's a prop bet out there. Luka Doncic, over, under, 54.5 points, rebounds, and assists. On the year, he's averaging 34 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. But that could be one spot to look here if you don't love the side or the total. Will Doncic have a big night? 54.5 to the over. Points, rebounds, and assists is where I would lean for this big primetime matchup. For the best of the rest, let's stick with some basketball here, but let's go to the college hardwood. Looking at a big matchup tonight in the Big East between Villanova and St. John's. This is a 7 p.m. tip on Fox Sports 1, and currently St. John's is listed as a 4-point home favorite with a high total of 149.5. Now, Villanova has struggled this year, not the Villanova that we're used to. They're just 9-10 on the year, although they did just snap a 3-game losing skid with a 77-73 win over Georgetown, but they did not cover that game as a 13.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, St. John's having a pretty good year, 13-6. They've won two straight, and they are coming off a massive, massive upset over Connecticut, who was highly ranked at the time. They beat Connecticut 85-74. They were a 14.5-point road dog in that matchup. So imagine if you money-lined St. John's there, but coming off a big win regardless against UConn. Now, in this game here, we've seen some movement toward the Johnny Boys, the Red Storm to be exact. St. John's opened as low as minus 3.5. We saw St. John's now get bet up to minus 4. Some shops are even up to 4.5. I see a couple books out there at 4.5, but it's mostly minus 4s. But either way, this line is moving toward St. John's. One system that I like to lean on in college basketball is looking at conference short home favorites with a line move. So if you're a home favorite in a conference game, you got the line moving in your favor, and by short favorite, I mean you're minus 5 or less. Those teams are 63-47 against the spread, 57% this year. So again, 57%, that's a pretty good number for a bet system. Remember, 52.38% is your magic number, your break-even point, assuming standard minus 110 juice. Aside from this line move and system match to St. John's, Ken Palm, a resident expert here for all things analytics in college basketball, he has the Johnny Boys winning by 6 points in this one, 79-73. So you have a little bit of a Ken Palm edge there. He's got them ranked higher, 61 in the country versus 76. And really, St. John's are leaning on their offense. They have the better offense, averaging almost 80 points a game, only around 70 points a game for Nova. St. John's has the better field goal shooting team, 47% versus 44%, and big advantage on the boards. On the glass, they're averaging 40 rebounds a game versus just 32 for Villanova. St. John's also has a slight rest advantage here, having last played on the 15th of January versus the 16th for Villanova. And we have noticeably seen this line dip a little bit to the total. Total open at 152.5, pretty high number there in college. It's down to 149.5, so looks like some respect to money hit that under. It's interesting because Villanova is one of your slowest teams tempo-wise in all of college basketball. Meanwhile, St. John's is the second fastest tempo team here. So if you're looking to cover that number with the Johnny Boys, that's what you're looking for. But again, in a battle between a fast-paced team and slow-paced team, looks like the total has dipped a little bit here toward maybe a lower-scoring game and a big Big East matchup here tonight at 7 o'clock on Fox Sports 1 between the Johnny Boys and Villanova. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, let's stick to basketball here. We're ping-ponging from pro to college. Let's go back to the pros. And I'm going to play the over in the Pelicans Magic game tonight. Give me the over 228 for my first Josh's Sweat. Right off the bat, we've seen this line go up. Pelicans and Magic, you know, when I'm breaking down a game, that's kind of the first thing I look at. Where's the line going? Where's the respected money leaning? So we saw this total open 226, Pelicans Magic, 7 o'clock tonight. Now it's up to 228. So right off the bat, you got some over money coming in. Now, this is a big system match play for me. Aside from just kind of just a classic overnight line getting hit by respected money to the over causing this line to rise, you have a ton of system matches. So first one for me, we mentioned it before, but non-conference overs, 57% this year. They've been great just in general. But if you layer on a few other things, they get even better. If you look at a non-conference over sweet spot, so if you are between 225 and 232 as the total, non-conference over, take the over, 56 and 32, 64% with a 20% ROI. If you also look at the over sweet spot system, if you are a non-conference over between 220 and 230 and the road team made the playoffs, so you're a good team, probably going to score and keep it close and, you know, cause that line to hit the over, that's 53 and 23 this year, 69%, almost 70%. So another great match there. And then also a non-conference over in which the Eastern team is the home team, that's 84 and 48 to the over, 64%. And then here's another one, a non-conference over in which the home team did not make the postseason. So maybe you play bad defense here. That's 62 and 31 to the over, 67%. So just a ton of system matches for me on this Pelicans Magic over. So in terms of pace, New Orleans is number 12 in the NBA. Orlando is number 15. So both teams are top half. Quick, get up and down the court, more possessions, more opportunities to score. New Orleans offensively is number 11. So pretty good offensive efficiency for the Pels. Defensively, Orlando is number 20, so bad defense for the Magic. And then also a lot of trends to the over, both teams. New Orleans is 26 and 19 to the over, including 15 and 7 to the over on the road. The Orlando Magic are 23 and 21 to the over, including 13 and 9 to the over at home. New Orleans is 4 and 2 to the over their last six. They're 7 and 3 to the over their last 10 on the road. And Orlando is 5 and 1 to the over their last six at home. And the over's 5-1, the last six head-to-head. So just a lot of signs for me. Lights that are blinking here to say go here to take this over. You also get a rest advantage for the Orlando Magic. They haven't played since the 15th, so you're going to have fresh legs here. New Orleans last played the 18th. But a lot of system matches, a little bit of movement to the over. I'm going Pelicans Magic over 228. For my final Josh's Sweat of the night, let's go back to college basketball. I'm going to stay up late tonight. Who's with me? Let's put on a pot of coffee. If you're on the East Coast like me, it's going to be a late one. But 11 o'clock tonight, tip-off, Eastern time. Big showdown here in the Mountain West between Boise State and New Mexico. Give me New Mexico at home on the money line, minus 145. Right off the bat, these are two of your best teams. Should be a great matchup here in the Mountain West. Boise is 15 and 4. New Mexico is 17 and 2. What I've seen here is some line movement toward New Mexico at home. New Mexico opened as low as a -1.5, -2 home favorite. We've seen New Mexico get steamed up to -2.5. Some shops even inching up to -3. This would match that same system that we talked about earlier with St. John's. But if you are a conference favorite, short favorite, -5 or less with a line move in your favor, 57% against the spread this season. So also you look at KenPom. He has New Mexico winning this game by 1 point. So that's why, you know, such a short number here. I'll pay a little more juice. Just saying that, hey, let's just win this game. But you also get New Mexico. They are 12-1 at home this year. They've been great on their home court. Offensively, they're averaging 82 points a game versus 72 for Boise. So far better offense. Better field goal shooting team, 49% versus 45%. Better rebounding, 39 boards versus 38. And they share the ball more assists per game. 15 assists versus 12 assists per game for Boise. So I'll be staying up late. Give me a late Friday night sweat here. Give me the New Mexico spot here at home on the money line. I'm on New Mexico at -145. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, January 20th. But a reminder, we are going into one of the best betting weekends of the year, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And if you are looking for the best coverage, the best insight, again, there's no such thing as locker guarantee, but at VSiN, we're going to give you all the information available to you that will help you make the smartest bet that you can. So if you're looking for more data for this weekend, more insights, more info, more advice, sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email. You'll wake up tomorrow morning and every morning with great sports betting coverage and insights. And also, we got a great promo right now. If you want to get, if you want to become a VSiN Pro member, it's only $9.99. You go out to the bar tonight, you order an adult beverage here, and you tip the bartender. Boom, that's $10. That's what the equivalent would have been to get you a full month of service at VSiN. So with that promo, only $9.99, full month of service, you'll get every best bet sent to your email, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all those DraftKings percentages, as well as all of the articles beyond our paywall from all our great team of analysts. So give it a shot. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Friday. Good luck this weekend for the divisional round in the NFL. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets, because as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, the Godfather, that's what it's all about. Have a great weekend, everyone. Morning Bets will be back on Monday. But if you're looking for more content for the rest of today and an update on the divisional round, tune into my other podcast, the Market Insights podcast. It'll be coming out later today around 2:30 to 3 p.m. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck. Have a great Friday, and have a great week.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.